BirdLife Animals' annual backyard bird count kicked off today, with keen birders around Australia tallying up every bird they can lay their eyes on. The backyard bird count culminates in a Twitch-a-thon this weekend, where groups get together and make a count of as many birds as they can see or hear in a set amount of time. It's all in aid of a citizen science project that aims to document the number and variety of birds nationwide. And Twitch-a-thon teams are sponsored, with all funds going to further bird research. Caitlin McHugh reports.
They're roughly the size of your hand in terms of length. They're very striking when you see them in the field, so they've got a bright yellow tail.
This is Ross Crates, a researcher at the Difficult Birds Research Group.
They've got sort of a pale belly with black scalloping, and then the wings are, you'll see them fly, you see flashes of black and yellow, and they're really, really quite distinctive.
He specialises in regent honeyeaters, and his research will benefit from the funds raised by the BirdLife Australia Twitch-a-thon. Citizen science initiatives like BirdLife Australia's Birds in Backyards and Twitch-a-thon have helped researchers in narrowing down their search for endangered populations like the regent honeyeater.
We actually used all of the public sightings from between 2000 and 2010 to build computer models of where we're most likely to find regent honeyeaters. And that actually enabled us to find some birds in parts of the range where people don't often look for them as much.
Paul Fleming is the manager of digital collections and citizen science at the Australian Museum. He works with initiatives like Frog ID, which asks people to go out and record frog calls for experts to identify, and Digivol, through which museum collections are digitised by citizen scientists. He says the data collected through the BirdLife Australia accounts is incredibly valuable.
The beauty of that project is you're getting a lot of data, so you're talking about the breadth of information that's coming in, but you're also getting a lot of resolution in that you've got, it's been carried out every year in lots of different backyards around Australia, so you're getting this incredible data set.
Projects like the Bird Count and Frog ID are possible because of the enthusiasm of volunteers, but equipment is also a big factor. The wide availability of mobile phones makes data collection possible for almost anyone.
Instead of a scientist maybe having two people they can employ as technical officers, which then have a limited area they can go out to, you're now looking at thousands of people all around Australia be able to contribute to a project with a scientific tool which allows the information to be captured in a way which allows it to be validated.
Mr. Crates says that while the data from bird counts is useful, it's not always easy to draw specific conclusions.
Counts are tricky because it's so hard to know how many birds are out there. One year we might find lots, and the next year we might find hardly any, but that doesn't necessarily mean the population is declining, even though it likely is. It's purely because they're in a different area and we find less of them.
That's not to discount the value of citizen science collected data. Having community involvement means projects can be done at a scale not possible without volunteers, says Mr. Flemons.
Researchers now are looking at citizen science as a way of doing projects which they could never have done before, even with enormous amount of funding. Like Frog ID, for example, we've got we've had about, I think, 40,000 calls submitted in about a year. To do that with paid staff would be enormously expensive.
While citizen science can't replace the funded research of scientists, it has its uses.
So citizen science is really important for things like, you know, broad-scale information on bird numbers, especially over time, that's really important. But in terms of targeted actions to save the regent honeyeater, raising funds to allow us to do this much more targeted effort is really key.
And Mr. Crates and his fellow researchers are always interested in sightings.
There's probably less than 400 left in the world now, so your chances of actually finding one are slim, but if you do find one, then it's really important. If you go to the BirdLife Australia website, you can find a telephone number or an email that you can use to report sightings of regent honeyeaters.
One of the most useful aspects of the Backyard Bird Count and other citizen science projects is that they continue year in, year out.
And particularly with climate change, I expect that sort of data set is going to be very useful because it's over a long period of time, and there's not a lot of projects that run over a long period of time, and that's one of the great areas that citizen science can contribute, is that people have been and will continue to make recordings and observations, etc., because they have a passion for it and interested in it.
Paul Flemons, Manager of Digital Collections and Citizen Science at the Australian Museum, ending that report by Caitlin McHugh.